Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paris, you were scribbling notes furiously for the last hour and a half. What were you doing there?
Well, you know, the residents, this really was more of a listening opportunity for government, because it's obvious to all of us that we've got a problem, and it's not localized here. It's in a variety of different portions of the city. And so what I was really jotting down was some of the suggestions that people were making, the things that they thought worked. And in fact, as I said toward the end, our approach now, our administration's approach now, is going to be working with our county partners to figure out, is there an effective and efficient method that we can convey to residents all throughout our city that might help mitigate? You know, the one thing that we learned, we did a pilot program in the western side of LaSalle, and we actually hired a contractor to come in and do rat mitigation and to provide us with feedback and data. And that's really where we started to learn about some of the things that you heard the health department talk about, bird feeders and dog feces and, you know, feeding stray cats, all of those things. And I appreciate the fact that, you know, the residents in this room, they all know that. And as was said a million times, the people who may be the offenders aren't here. But we learned that the lion's share of what we deal with are some residents that don't attend to some of the simple things. Don't keep rubbish in piles in your yard. If you have a garden, harvest it. There are a number of things that seem common sense, and I don't mean to reduce the solution to that, because it's more than that. And that's the reason why you may have also heard it's really multifaceted. It's going to be all of those things, but it's also going to be us getting in here with some type of population reduction solution.
Is that really where the city goes from here, just continuing mitigations? You obviously can't get rid of all of that.
One thing that we learned from the contractor that we had is that there is no such thing as extermination. Because, as you say, you're not going to get rid of rats for all time. To be honest with you, if that was possible, New York City subways would be clean, because there's a city that would have the ability to say, okay, we're coming in here and we're going to do this. So we know that we're never going to be at a zero population, but what we need to do is mitigate their spread, right? We need to control the population and put it in a space where it isn't some of the stories you heard here today. That's where I think we need to focus. Well, the reason why I wrote to the Department of Environmental Conservation is because they are the agency charged with watching over that facility. We don't have, the city of Niagara Falls doesn't have, we could go in there and our citations, we don't have that authority to just go in and say, okay, we're going to shut this place down because of their state licensing. But I have had conversations with some of our departments who have been contacted by ReWorld with the idea that They want, as you heard from the legislator, they want to help come up with a solution. I know that so many residents in this room tonight were not necessarily interested in thinking about ReWorld being a good neighbor. And I appreciate their frustration. But I do believe that we need to invite whatever additional assistance we can get. Well, I think a couple of things were, one, their commitment and investment in their own efforts at mitigation. You know, the fact that these were folks who weren't just coming here to say, hey, you do something. They're doing things. And I think that was important because now, you know, it's nice to know that we've got a bunch of people out here in this area that are in the fight with us. And what we need to do is help them because they're on the front line. They're fighting the fight. You heard it in here tonight. But we need to give them perhaps some additional tools to help them. And that's really, you know, those are the takeaways for me. The fact that I think what local government needs to do, both city and county, is try to provide some additional tools, weaponry, whatever you want to call it, to help attack the mitigation issue.
Last one, real quick, if you could just sort of recap what the city has done so far. I think it's in the survey. What are some other things you have to
do? Well, a couple of things that we've done. The county health department has come out and has done some information gathering in an effort to try and communicate with the residents. We have stepped up a lot of our inspections. In fact, one of the things that I came with tonight was an inspection list that has, somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 or 5 dozen locations right out here in the LaSalle area that really suffer from code violations, things that we've gone out. And I think that's what I tried to underscore a couple of times here, that there's a process, and the process is extremely unfulfilling because you're going to give somebody 30 days under a code violation to straighten it out, and if they don't, then they're going to get cited for court. So if you take a look at that, that's just drawing the problem out over a longer period of weeks. And I think so many people have said to me, well, can't you just go out there? Can't you just go out there and point at them and fine them? Well, it's just not that simple. I mean, it would be great if that's the way it was, but unfortunately, there's a system, there's a process. So, you know, what we'll continue to do while we look for these additional mitigation steps, you know, we're going to continue to step up these inspections and step up, you know, our circling back to make sure that people are doing what they can do. And the one thing, too, that I also want to add, and I mentioned that here tonight, you know, the recycling and trash bins that we have are aged. And we recognize that we have to do something now to figure out the funding sources to provide brand new ones citywide. You know, we're out there replacing and in many ways repairing, whether it's wheels and lids and things. So we've got full-time people doing that. But at the end of the day, you know, like everything, they're starting to break down because they're old. So that's something, that's another thing that we, local government, we have to do to help in the process.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.